Well, today at noon, nominations will close for candidates for the by-election in the seat of the former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull, the federal seat of Wentworth in Sydney. A vote that could see the federal government lose its majority in the lower house if it loses the seat. This will be the ninth by-election in this term of Parliament and proving perhaps to be the most difficult to predict the outcome. Dr. Karen Phelps is a former head of the Australian Medical Association and Deputy Lord Mayor of Sydney, former. She set the cat amongst the pigeons when she nominated as an independent in this Wentworth by-election. Her involvement has made picking a winner more complex, and it will increase the importance of preference flows from minor parties and other independents. Matt Bevan has been out and about in Wentworth.
2.5 weeks before the running of this year's Melbourne Cup, a race with almost as many runners will be taking off in the eastern suburbs of Sydney. At least a dozen candidates will be in the running for the atypical electorate of Wentworth. Checking the tip sheet, you would have to say that the government is the favourite. But if you talk to the candidates running against Liberal nominee Dave Sharma, the story is very different.
Oh, I think a lot of people are upset about how Malcolm Turnbull, lost the leadership, and now they've lost him as a representative. He was very popular in this electorate.
I think people are annoyed with the major parties and the infighting that goes on.
But there were also some very angry, frustrated and despairing Liberals.
People just walk up to me and said, I voted for the Liberal Party all my life, but this time I'm going to vote for you.
They're very, very, very upset and angry. A few people got very heated.
RN Breakfast has spoken to seven of the dozen or so candidates running in the by-election, and all of them told us that the number one issue people raise is the ousting of the Prime Minister. So if that's issue number one, what is number two? Unsurprisingly, all the candidates we've spoken to had different ideas about what that issue is. The Greens candidate and Waverley Deputy Mayor Dominic Y. Kanak says it's climate change and Indigenous rights.
Well, after their initial anger about the state of politics at the federal level in Australia at the moment, their concerns and move to action on climate change, and they want to see that action done in conjunction with respect for traditional owners. So we want to take caring for country and caring for our community and caring for climate to Canberra.
Candidate Y. Kanak with a collection of K words for his campaign. He's not the only one campaigning on climate change, though. Science Party candidate Dr. Andrea Long, a microbiologist, has a similar message.
I'm running because I'm a scientist. And I don't feel that I can sit back while the government takes little to no action on climate change, which we know is an existential threat.
Along with the Greens and Science Party looking for votes from the left is the Voluntary Euthanasia Party, whose candidate Shane Higson says she thinks her single-issue platform will appeal to Wentworth voters.
Oh, I think a lot of people are upset about how Malcolm Turnbull, lost the leadership, and now they've lost him as a representative. He was very popular in this electorate. We are a single-issue party, and I'm proud of that. We have an issue that's supported by 85% of Australians now, yet our current politicians are completely out of sync with Australians on this, similar to marriage equality, I suppose, only our support is even higher, 85%.
Meanwhile, local real estate agent Ben Forsyth, who is running for Derren Hinch's Justice Party, says apart from being an option for people looking to make a protest vote, he thinks Wentworth voters would be interested in his party's policies.
You've got jail reform. You've got domestic violence, you've got child protection, which is a big one for me.
But local issues are getting a bit of a run as well. Greens candidate Dominic Y. Kanak says voters in his area raise issues of overdevelopment with him.
People are concerned about what they're seeing as rampant overdevelopment, and obviously the Greens have been strong in that policy area over a number of decades. It is a national issue, how we build livable cities and stronger communities into the future.
This is one of the issues which City of Sydney Councillor and Independent Wentworth candidate Angela Vithulkas raised with me when I met with her at Sydney Town Hall.
It's incredibly disappointing that a lot of the media has chosen to amplify the candidates, and they've certainly forgotten about local issues. So the local people in Wentworth care incredibly about overdevelopment in their area. They care about South Head. They care about refugees and asylum seekers. They care about energy prices. They care about their parking being taken away. And they care about the fact that they don't have a good secondary high school and the fact that infrastructure seems to stop at the border of the eastern suburbs. The media seems to only care about two or three candidates, and none of those issues seem to be coming up.
She says she wants to differentiate herself by focusing on local issues. But the reason the media is focusing on three candidates is that public polling by ReachTel and internal Liberal Party polling leaked to The Australian shows that it's a three-cornered contest between the Liberal Party's Dave Sharma, Labor's Tim Murray and Independent Karen Phelps. In a three-cornered contest, preferences are vital, and that's why I've been focusing on these minor party and independent players. The Science Party's Andrea Long indicated to me that Labor was likely to benefit from her preferences and that she was unimpressed by Karen Phelps's preference deals.
I am a little bemused at Dr. Phelps's decision to announce that she would put the Liberals last and then to have changed around to say that she'll preference the Liberals above Labor. So that's her prerogative, and I respect her decision to do that, but it's the change and the reasoning that really bothers me.
Independent Angela Vithoulkas had a similar message.
I won't be flip-flopping and changing my mind. I'm not going to direct anyone on the how to votes to preference. People can make up their own mind.
Darren Hinch's Justice Party candidate Ben Forsyth also won't be doing preference deals.
Because we are a protest vote. Your vote for us will stay with us.
The Voluntary Euthanasia Party candidate Shane Higson also won't rank preferences, but she says her party will hand out a card rating each candidate on their support for assisted dying.
I hope that the voters of Wentworth will make sure that they only send someone to Canberra who supports this issue.
The Greens say they will be recommending their supporters vote Labor over Liberal, but they too recommended people just vote how they like.
We'll just give you a ticket, that's our suggestion, but ultimately it's up to the voter.
So, ahead of the close of nominations today, it's still anyone's game. Though the only candidate who publicly says they're backing the Liberal Party over other contenders is Independent Karen Phelps, who has also pledged not to bring down the government if elected by guaranteeing confidence and supply. Though yesterday on RN Breakfast, the Prime Minister Scott Morrison said that shouldn't be seen as a sign of support.
She's no friend of the Liberal Party. She's not looking to do the Liberal Party any favours. And as a result, she's not a Liberal. And you shouldn't believe her if she pretends to be one.
The barriers open on the 20th of October.
Gates open, racing, and what the heck at Hyacinth, am I slow to get going?
Look out for rough handling. Matt Bevan reporting from the streets of Wentworth. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 23 past 8.